Hello.
My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Research, and we're just conducting a statewide public opinion poll, and we would like to include your response to the study. Can you be so kind, share your opinion with us real quick? I'll be brief. Are you a legal resident of the state of Minnesota, ma'am?
Yes, I am.
Thank you, ma'am. And are you at least 18 years of age?
Yes.
Thank you. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. Now, what is the biggest issue facing the state of Minnesota today? Your opinion.
I don't know, affordable housing and food.
Okay. I have here some lists. That would be the economy and the jobs and the inflation, right?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Moving on. Now, what is the most important or pressing global environmental issue? I got fossil fuels, need to move to a renewable energy, water pollution, climate change, global warming, air pollution, wetlands, or anything else that you might think about?
I don't know. Probably climate change.
Thank you. I appreciate your patience on the line. Now, what is the most important or pressing environmental issue facing Minnesota right now? Your opinion is what matters.
I have no idea.
Okay, I have a list here. You can pick one. Water pollution, air pollution in Minnesota, global warming that is affecting the state of Minnesota, climate change, recycling, forest management, protected wetlands, mining, nuclear waste, endangered species, timber harvest, landfill space. If you have to pick one, just for the sake of a research.
I have no clue.
Okay, well, we can move on. Thank you. I appreciate your patience. Now, using the scale of excellent, good, just fair, or poor, how would you rate the environmental performance of the following Minnesota's industry? How would you rate the performance on the environmental of the mining industry? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I don't know anything about the mining industry.
Okay, understood. And how about the forest produce?
I have no idea about our forests.
How about the refining industry in Minnesota? How would you rate the performance on the environment?
No idea.
Okay. How about the agriculture and farming in Minnesota? How would you rate?
I don't know anything about agriculture.
No, but the thing is, how they do you think they affect the environment, you know, when it comes to
farmers? I would have to look at, like, what they do and what they don't do and what sort of pollutants.
Well, we
I have no idea.
How about the medical manufacturing? Same question.
I don't know.
Okay. That's okay, ma'am. I'm required to read verbatim, so let's do the last one. Electric utility, same question?
I don't know. I think my electric company does okay.
Okay, so should I record your answer as good, just fair, or excellent?
I think good.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience, believe me. Now, how would you rate the job for each of the following agencies and groups do in managing forest and natural resources in Minnesota, to the best of your knowledge, ma'am? Forest and timber industry, how would you rate them? Excellent, good, just fair, or poor? How do you think they're doing in managing the forest? The natural resources.
I have no idea, so I'll just say good.
Okay. How about the U.S. Forest Service? How do they do in managing forests and natural resources in Minnesota? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
I think they do okay.
Okay. Should I record your answers as good, just for the record?
Yes.
Okay. How about the Minnesota Department of Natural Resources? Excellent, good, just fair or poor?
Good.
Okay. And how about the environmental groups in Minnesota? How do you think they do in managing the forest and natural resources? Excellent.
Good.
Okay. How about the county land departments? Excellent. Good. Just fair. Poor.
I have no idea.
Okay. We can move on. Thank you, ma'am. This is a different topic. Now, how important do you feel the forest produce industry, which includes wood and paper manufacturers, is to Minnesota's economy? Would you say that it is very important, somewhat, not to, or not at all important to the economy in Minnesota?
I have no idea how important it is to our economy.
That's a comment. Now, how significant a role do you think that the forest produce industry will play in Minnesota's economy in the future? To the best of your knowledge, would you say that it is very significant, somewhat significant, not too significant, or not at all significant?
Somewhat significant.
Thank you. And each year, trees are harvested in Minnesota to make paper, lumber, and other wood products. How many trees do you feel are planted and grown in their place? Would you say more than they harvested, same as harvested, or fewer than they harvested? To your best of your knowledge.
I'm guessing same.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you think that there are more trees or fewer trees in Minnesota's forest today than in the 1970s? More, or fewer, or about the same?
I have no idea.
Okay, no problem. Now, do you think there are enough trees in Minnesota to sustain timber harvesting now and in the future or not?
I have no idea about any of this.
The forest industry?
I live in the city. I don't go out in the forest.
Okay, man. We can move on, okay, because we're going to talk about different things that it really is going to affect you, because it's going to affect you, your taxes, you know. But what impact, if any, do you believe timber harvesting has on Minnesota's wildlife? Would you say a positive impact, no impact, or a negative impact on the wildlife of Minnesota?
It probably has some impact. I have no idea what kind of impact. I don't know if it's good or bad.
Okay. So we can move on. Now, do you feel it's possible to increase timber harvesting in Minnesota from its current level without negatively impacting the environment or not?
I have no idea. Unless I'm in that field, I wouldn't. This is stuff I don't know how I'm supposed to know any of this.
So you live in the city and grew up pretty much in the city your whole life, right?
No, I grew up in a different country, and I've never learned anything about Minnesota other than just like day to day and what roads lead where. I don't know anything about what we produce.
Okay. Do you feel, this is something that you might be able to answer, but because it's, you know, about something moral, but do you feel it's acceptable to harvest a tree for commercial uses on federal, state, or county lands that are not park or wilderness areas or not? Do you think it's acceptable?
If it's government land, yes. If it's like national parks or something, no.
Okay, thank you. Now, some forest land is currently set aside by the government for wilderness or recreational purposes. Now, ma'am, do you feel it would be a good idea to also designate land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested for making wood and paper products or not?
Potentially.
Yes, in the future. Do you think it would be a good idea to set aside a land primarily for growing trees that will be harvested, the same way they do it with the recreational and the wilderness?
Sure.
Okay. So should I record your answers as yes, just for the record?
Sure, yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you feel that it's appropriate to use wood chips, sawdust, wood waste, and non-commercial wood products from Minnesota's forest for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you feel that it's appropriate to use whole trees harvested from Minnesota's forests for use as a biofuel or to generate electricity in Minnesota or not?
Sure.
Okay. So, yes, is that your answer,
yeah,
correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, have you ever seen, read, or heard any information or news about Minnesota's forest produce industry? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. And do you donate money to the environmental causes? Yes or no?
No.
Okay. Now, real quick, the Minnesota's forest industry is a network of public and private landowners, loggers, truckers, saw and paper mills, and makers of manufactured wood products, which generate a total of $16 billion in economic activity and employs 69,000 people. Now, much of this economy activity and employment centers in Minnesota's rural regions and provide needed jobs and income to community members. Now, do you consider Minnesota's forest industry to be a major component of the Minnesota state economy, a significant, a minor component, or is a fading component of the Minnesota state economy, to the best of your knowledge?
I don't know what our general budget for whatever is, but I don't know, a few million sounds like a lot of economy.
$16 billion?
Yeah, that seems significant, so that feels important.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, like many industries, Minnesota's forest industry's most significant problem is difficulty hiring and retaining a qualified workforce, specifically finding trained and qualified logging equipment operators and commercially licensed logging truck drivers. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the use of state tax dollars to fund programs to help Minnesota's forest industry to find and train more workers to fill these jobs? Support or oppose that idea?
I guess I'd support it.
Okay. Now, the state of Wisconsin is improving rural economies and job opportunities by making an $8 million investment in its forest industry workforce. Wisconsin investment will fund the creation of two training facilities providing 200-plus hour certification training and operations and equipment use in either timber harvesting or in forest product mills. Now, Wisconsin investment creates a public-private effort to address forest industry workforce issues such as affordable housing, education, and childcare. The investment also provides a classroom outreach to inform young people of the opportunities on the forest industry, leading to an increase in both the number and diversity of the workforce. Now, the question is, will you support or oppose the state of Minnesota making a similar investment in support of its rural economy, forest, and forest industry? Support or oppose that?
Support.
Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience, okay? I'm going to list several components of the program. And after each, please, ma'am, tell me if you support or oppose a state funding for that part of the program, okay? Now, the first part of the program is create a new training program directed to meet the needs of producers and mills. Will you support that part of the program? Yes or no? Support or oppose?
Support.
Okay. And how about the program part that increased the number and diversity of the workforce with outreach to people not traditionally employed, the forest industry, to include urban, indigenous, migrant, and minority communities? Will you support that or oppose?
I'd support that.
Okay. And work with partners to address other workforce issues, including affordable housing, childcare, and education issues. Will you support that part of the program, that component? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Okay. And get into school classrooms and start informing young people of the opportunities that forest workers' jobs provide. Will you support that or oppose?
Support.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And let's finish this up. Just the last question for a statistical purpose only. What is the highest level of education that you have completed?
Tech school.
Thank you. Tech or grade school. Okay. And is your age between 18 to 34, 35 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 plus?
35 to 40, whatever.
49. How would you, even though you already mentioned this, but I'm required to read verbatim, but how would you describe the community do you live in? A large city, suburban, a small town, a farm?
St. Paul, Minnesota, so I guess we're like a small city.
A small city, okay. Is your annual household income $25,000, $25,000 to $49,000, $50,000 to $74,000, $75,000 to $99,000, or $100,000?
I'd say the household. Probably around 70.
70, okay. So from 50 to 74, right?
Yeah.
Then, do you consider your political views a liberal, a progressive, moderate, or conservative?
I have no idea anymore. I think I'm progressive.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. Now, in which of the following categories would you put your job or business? Manufacturing, business or retail sales, construction, farming or agriculture, medical or healthcare, education or government, a blue-collar professional trade or business owner, a white-collar professional service or business owner, a business management or administration, or you retire homemaker, a student, or not employed?
I work two jobs. One would be work in a salon, so that would be like retail.
Retail, right? Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Retail. Okay.
And then I also work in, education and, I work contractually through Hennepin County. So I guess that's educational and like government.
Education and government. Okay. Thank you, ma'am. Now, the last question, and believe me, by no means we're trying to insult your intelligence. This is just for a statistical purpose only. But in terms of your gender, do you consider yourself a male or a female?
I am female.
Thank you, ma'am. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Very kind for you to take the time and help me. This completes our survey, ma'am. Thank you for your participation. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you.